And if you rub the place in your foot, shoes didn't fit, what would you get on a sore place in your foot? What would you call that?
So we would call it a rub, what's that?
A real rough place on your foot.
Well, mostly we just call it a rub sole on the foot.
And that would be full of what?
Corruption.
Water or something?
Yes, that's right. Well, that's it. We still call that. That corruption is white, you know. The infected or something. Mm. Yes.
If you had just a rub sore, though, it wouldn't necessarily be infected. It might be just some water underneath there.
Did you ever
hear of that called humor? Humor?
No, sir, we didn't.
I'm not sure what that means, but
we didn't call that.
People get older. We call it arthritis nowadays, but what did people used to call it?
Rheumatism. Yes.
And did children have much trouble with very sore throats?
Yes, sir. They had trouble with sore throat that way.
And they might even die from them.
Yes, sir. That's right.
What would you call that disease?
I just remember now, but to call it sometimes call it scrap throat now. But
does diphtheria?
I believe it was a diphtheria. I remember saying with children, that's what it was, wasn't it?
With children, they get very sore.
Right, that's right, yes, sir.
And diphtheria. They might die.
Yes, sir. Oh. I remember now, you remember that. Several died back over there, you know, over there.
They get shots for it now.
Yes, sir.
But I know when I was a boy, that was a real...
Yes, sir. I remember one family over there, there's three small children died in one family. They call it the diphtheria. You know, that throat swelling and all. Who didn't have doctors like they got now, nothing. Mm-hmm. It's
kind of sad thing when you see children suffer
Yes, sir.
And when you have liver disease, what would that turn cause you to have? Your eyes might turn real yellow.
Yeah, diphtheria, what is it? I didn't know it ain't diphtheria. I like stuff like that, turning that.
Does jaundice?
Well, I don't know about that too much, you know. You take back in our time, we didn't, some would die, you know, and we just wouldn't know what it was. Mm-hmm. Of course, I've seen people like that, but I wouldn't know what it was back then.
Mm-hmm. And what did you used to, as a boy, say you ate your supper and you got sick and came back, how would you describe
it? Puked.
Puked. And if somebody wanted to make a joke about it, what would you call it? Same thing.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is about the same thing. Of course, we puked.
Say, well, he puked. He must what about his stomach?
It too much on the stick, and it upset him. You know, was his stomach.
And you'd say, well, he must be sick, what?
Sick at the stomach?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And in the old days, we call it appendicitis now, or if you had a pain down here. What did you used to call it? Do you remember?
Back yonder then, we just didn't know too much about that.
Maybe you called it. Did you have that word, appendix?
I believe it did back yonder. Several years ago, they called it that. Appendicitis.